Hello and welcome to the Living Open podcast for mystics and seekers. I'm your host, Erin. I'm a Philly-based witch and healing artist, and this is the Pisces season medicine episode. So if you're new to the show, every astrological season, I do a collective tarot reading to feel into the energy of the season ahead. We are stepping into Pisces season actually tomorrow on February 18th, and so it's that time. I do want to give a shout out to our most recent Patreon supporters, Jax Short and Kimberly Holman. Thank you for joining the community. I'm so happy to have you. And for all of you who are already on the Patreon, I love you. I love being in community with you. If you want to join the Patreon to support the show and get tons of practices, breathwork practices, tarot spreads, rituals, embodied tarot classes, many things, particularly around working with each of the phases of the moon. There are specific practices for each major moon phase. You can check that out on the Patreon at the link in the description. Okay, so Pisces. Pisces is ruled by Neptune and is our mutable water sign. So in the tarot, Pisces is associated with the moon card, with the Queen of Cups, mutable water in the court cards, and the Hanged One, which is ruled by Neptune. To me, Pisces season really invites us to descend deep within ourselves, into our depths, our magic, our feelings, our intuition, our subconscious. I feel like Pisces really invites us to connect with the dream world, to embody the energy of the artist, the mystic, to connect with unconditional love and compassion for ourselves, for the people we love, and for the world. There is really so much to be explored in our inner worlds in Pisces season, and I really feel like the invitation is always to let more love pour through for ourselves and for others. So I'm going to be doing a lot of loving kindness meditation this season. Maybe that's something you'd like to work with as well. And with this theme, I wanted to read part of a prayer that I adore called Honoring Love from the book Prayers of Honoring Voice by Pixie Lighthorse. So I'm just going to read part of that for you now. And if you can, I really invite you to take a couple of deep breaths, maybe even close your eyes if you're in a space where you can do that, and just let these beautiful words wash over you. Thank you for this day of vastly expanding the capacity of my heart. Thank you for helping me lean into the comfort of infinite love and for my ability to inspire it everywhere I go. There are times when I cannot speak of what I love because I fear my expressions will not be appreciated, my affections not reciprocated. Help me during these moments to realize that love moves in one direction, out of me, and that is all that matters. Help me to trust that there is enough love for me. In the empty spaces where love has left me, let me conjure faith to be open to all forms of love, which are moving around and through me at all times. I know I can be an open vessel despite the ways I've been hurt. Help me remember that it is not love that has hurt me. It is the absence of love that causes the ache. Teach me to increase my commitment to love. Help me understand that divine love is required nourishment for life to animate and flourish. Do not find me reaching to prove otherwise, but keep me in service to love from this moment on. Remind me of humankind's greatest gift of love, and that to give it when it is a challenge is to let it rule my purpose. Help me to mind the mantras of high regard when I forget. Let me learn to give and receive your most sacred treasure. Allow me to be dogmatic about just one thing: my vow to love and the lavish, excessive distribution of it. So let's take one more deep breath together. I read this prayer really regularly, sometimes in the morning at my altar, and it just feels so nourishing. And actually, I think I want to share an experience that I had in meditation the other day. So I shared about this on the IGTV I did last week. It was a Q&A. Actually, if you want to, go watch it on Instagram at @ernj_. But I sat in meditation and I did just a journey meditation, self-guided. It wasn't a guided practice by anyone else, to connect with my highest self. And so when I was in my heart space, I saw my highest self sitting across from me, and it was really beautiful. The message that came through was so clear, and it was like, you think your purpose is all of these like specific things, or you're wondering like, is your purpose around, you know, breaking this pattern in your lineage or channeling your work in this specific way? And it's none of that. It's to love. It's to let more love move through you. It's about love. And that's it. And it was like she thought it was funny. Like she was kind of laughing at how small I was being, like in thinking that my purpose is just like this one specific thing when it's really so much greater. And I thought that was so beautiful. In my journal, I wrote, yeah, your purpose is to love, and in love you transform. None of that other stuff matters. You'll figure it out. It's not about any of that. It's about love. You're here to wake up to love. And I mean, what could be more Pisces than that? So I want to get into our tarot reading. So I just paused to pull our cards and I had to laugh because yet again, the Hierophant is here. The Hierophant definitely came up in Aquarius season. It might have been the season before too, and it was definitely the Sagittarius season as well. So, okay, Hierophant again. And this time as our invitation for the season, and actually what's coming through, I just sat with this card and asked it, you know, what do I need to share about this? Is your invitation of this season is to let something channel through you as medicine for the collective. And so that will be different for every single one of us, right? For some of us, that might be telling or sharing our story. For some of us, that might be our art. For some of us, it might be our teachings. There are so many things that we can channel through us and move through us to share with the collective as medicine. And so asking yourself, what is that for me? You might sit in meditation and breathe into this idea and just ask, what wants to be channeled through me this season? What share? What part of my story? What expression? What art? What needs to come through me? And whatever it is, it's offering healing and medicine for the world and for the people in your life. Seeing when you sit with this, if you could release any expectation of what that might be and really allow it to reveal itself to you. Really let it show itself to you rather than imposing an agenda from the logical, the linear mind on what it is that wants to come through you this season. And working with the Hierophant, there's always this, there's not always, but there is this question of like, who am I to share this? Who am I to say that I know something? Who am I to offer this? And I think the important thing to distinguish and to feel into here is where you are coming into this sharing, this channeling from a position or from a place of that giving you, feeling like you need to do that so that you can be worthy, feeling like you need to do that so you can receive love, seeing where your ego is trying to make you better than anyone else because of it. So teasing those things apart too, and seeing how you can like let some of that go and access like a pure place of desire to share, a place of love inside and birth and share and channel from that place. Knowing that you are inherently worthy and lovable and wonderful, etc., 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 regardless. And what we're releasing this season is Wheel of Fortune. So, where are you not taking responsibility for your life because you think that the universe, or you are believing that the universe is going to do it all for you? I had this situation where I was talking with a friend a while back. It's not a situation, it was just a conversation. But I was talking with a friend a while back who was saying, like, I really want to move, but, you know, the universe is going to show me where. The universe is going to guide me. The universe is going to show me the way. And she was saying, like, there's this place that I really love, like, I would love to live there, but, you know, I have no idea where I should move, like, the universe is going to show me the way. And I was like, wait, what? I was like, wait, you're literally telling me, like, how much you want to live in this place, like, your desire is the universe showing you the way. Like, it's not just about, like, we're not in passive conversation and passive relationship with the universe. It's truly a co-creation. And so asking yourself, where am I doing that? Where am I not stepping up and taking responsibility for my own happiness and my own joy? And we can find a balance, right? It's not just completely about being fully in control. Like, that's not it either. But surrendering to the universe and being in relationship with the universe and universal energy is not just about saying, like, okay, I release any desire, I release action, like, you tell me what I need to do, and that's it. That's not a co-creation. So, letting go of that this season, letting go of any part of you that's bought into that story, that's believing that, remembering that you have power too. And I think the universe rewards action. So can you let your desire be holy, your inner knowing be holy? Can you surrender to that and let that be the sign that you're looking for? Can you let that be the universe speaking through you? And can you move towards what you want? Can you move towards what you desire? Can you step up where you haven't been because you're waiting for someone else or something else to do it for you? Like, no, you are the one. You are the one. How to work with the energy of this cycle for your greatest healing good? I've got the Nine of Pentacles reversed. This feels like a need to ask, you know, where are you over-identifying with parts of your life? Where are you over-identifying with your possessions, with your identity in your work, with your self in relationship with other people? Where are you over-identifying with all of these things in your life or areas in your life? And can you get back to the core essence of you, which is, of course, love? And so sort of breaking this down so it can make a little more sense and not feel so esoteric. To give an example, some of you probably don't even know this, but I used to teach yoga. That's how, that was my sort of entry into being a facilitator, teaching yoga and meditation. And when I realized I didn't want to teach yoga anymore, probably a year and a half ago, I was like, oh shit, because my identity was really wrapped up in being a yoga teacher. And that was for many reasons. One of the very distinct things that I remember was feeling like, oh, saying I'm a yoga teacher is something that's so easy for other people to understand. You know, it's an easy thing to say to my Lyft driver, to Brian's colleagues at his work Christmas party, you know, that's like something that makes sense to people. And if I don't have that, then what do I have to go with? Witch, Reiki master, breathwork facilitator, you know? So that was definitely part of it. But also because that was sort of my entry into spirituality, I had wrapped my identity up in being a yoga teacher, even though it was no longer a fit and had not felt in alignment for a long time. But I was over-identifying with that. I was making that part of my identity. And so asking yourself, what is that for you? And even now, I sense that too much of my identity is wrapped up in the work that I do. It's wrapped up in being a Reiki master and being a tarot reader and being a breathwork facilitator. And my work is to untangle that. My work is to just let that be what I do. And remember, that's not necessarily who I am. Because if that's who I am, then I'm going to be really attached to that, right? I'm going to be really stuck in that. And maybe one day that work is no longer going to feel in alignment. And again, I'll have a crisis of identity, right? Because that's not me. And we are not the work that we do. We are not who we are in relation to other people. Parents, children, partners, whatever. We are not that either. That's the unweaving and the returning to love that we are working with this season. And our self-care is the hermit, and that feels pretty clear. Remembering that we are still in winter. Pisces is mutable. Pisces is shifting us through the end of winter into spring. We step into spring at the end of the season. But taking these last few weeks of the winter container to crawl inward, to find nourishment in solitude, to keep making it about you and your practice, to keep carving out rest time, dream time, alone time for yourself this season, knowing that spring is almost here, spring is coming, summer is coming, these really externally focused seasons are coming, and we won't be able to fully enjoy and be in the energy of them, of these more externally focused, moving outward, less solitude, hibernation times, if we don't fully immerse in this container of winter that we are still in. So, pretty simple with the hermit. And what this season is ushering us into is the Hanged One. So I mentioned the Hanged One, right, being associated with Pisces because it's ruled by Neptune. And so this season is bringing us into the Hanged One, bringing us into a place of more deeply understanding who we are. Now that we have peeled back some of those layers of who we are not. The Hanged One is this space of being in the in-between, in the liminal, in the void space. And this feels really beautiful as right now we, like I said, are transitioning. We are in a time of transition seasonally. The Hanged One expands our capacity for being with ourselves. The Hanged One expands our capacity for being with discomfort. And the Hanged One expands our capacity for being in the mystical, the magical, that energy as well. And when we're showing up for the work, the channeling, the peeling back of identity, the showing up and taking responsibility, there will be discomfort to arise, right? There will be shadow to arise. There will be, like, we'll be in a place that is not where we were before, but probably is still more healing to do, still more learning to do. So not also, like, through it, if that makes sense. The Hanged One offers us the medicine of being exactly where we are and accepting fully where we are, offering radical acceptance to ourselves, to our lives. And I may have mentioned this before, but in a previous episode, but there's this Alcoholics Anonymous prayer. It's like the prayer of acceptance or something. And it's like, lack of acceptance is the root of all of my problems today. I'm struggling because I am thinking things should be different than they are, and only when I accept them can I find peace. This is hanged one space. This is hanged one medicine. And you know, accepting doesn't mean that we don't want to change things or that we're not going to work towards changing them, but acceptance is the root from where change can grow. First, we have to see. So Pisces season starts tomorrow, like I mentioned, and I want to share the moon phase dates for you. We're in the waning and dark moon phase now, leading up to a new moon in Pisces on February 23rd. The first quarter moon in Gemini is March 2nd. The full moon in Virgo is March 9th, and that's also when Mercury goes direct. Mercury is retrograde as of tomorrow, I believe. We're in the shadow period, and we have been. Side note, my Wi-Fi has also been totally fucked starting during Mercury's shadow period. And then March 16th is the last quarter moon in Capricorn. The sun enters Aries on March 19th, which is also the spring equinox. So if you would like to receive some personalized intuitive guidance based on the cards, based on each of these moon phases, and based on your birth chart, your natal chart, you can book a Pisces season tarot reading. The link to do that is in the description. I truly love doing these readings for you every month. And some really beautiful medicine can come through from them. So if that's of interest, you know where to find it. And I'm sending you lots of love as we step into this Pisces season. Stay connected on Instagram at @ernj_, and Patreon until our next episode is out on Monday.